Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. When you hear the word tilapia, you may think of a savory meal with lemon butter sauce, but you probably don't think in terms of invasive species.
Well, the tilapia are great to eat. They're raised as a food fish, and they're quite tasty, very popular in restaurants. But the problem is, when they're in our natural waters, they are upsetting the ecosystem.
Tilapia have been in Texas for decades. They were originally brought in as a food source to be raised in fish farms, but eventually made their way into Texas waters. Gary Garrett, a Parks and Wildlife Fisheries biologist, says tilapia can be a threat to largemouth bass and other native species.
They build nests, big pit nests, and in doing that, they stir up a lot of the sediment, and it's been shown that, for example, with largemouth bass, they'll actually, all that sediment stirred up and settling back down will often kill largemouth bass eggs.
When tilapia do this, they can potentially damage the entire ecosystem because of the intricate food chain. Parks and Wildlife does have state regulations for tilapia, but because tilapia are found all over the state, they're difficult to control. But if you like to fish, Garrett says you can help.
Don't throw them back. If you catch them, keep them.
So next time you catch a tilapia, turn on the grill and get cooking. You'll be doing yourself and the Texas ecosystems a favor. That's our show with research and writing help from Gretchen Mahan. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.